So that was a tour of one place where there are demonstrations going on in Bahrain. We want to take you for a tour of another place here in the United States where people are protesting and demonstrating, and that is Wisconsin. Just to bring you up to date, there was a vote just a few hours ago, and Wisconsin's assembly passed a bill that strips collective bargaining rights from most public workers there. Sleep-deprived Democrats barely knew it was happening. It was extremely fast. Republicans voted on and passed the measure. But the bill still has to get through the Senate, and the state's 14 Democratic senators are still AWOL at this point. So joining us now live from Wisconsin is Rahul Nahajan. He's a member of the Teaching Assistance Association. And Rahul, you've been sleeping at the Capitol for 11 days, so I assume the stakes for you are very high. Why?
Well, that's right. The stakes for us as teaching assistants are extremely high because we make maybe $12,000 to $13,000 a year at our job, which is extremely uncompetitive, even with regional competitive schools. And we're going to lose some of that money. But more fundamentally, we and all the other public sector workers covered by this are going to lose a very basic right, the right to any collective bargaining over anything but wages. And on the question of wages, the right to ask, even to ask, for a wage increase that's greater than basic cost of living adjustments. I mean, it's practically tantamount to a free speech issue, and we all are completely mobilized on it.
Well, Rahul, let me ask you, how do you see this ending? The governor seems determined that he is willing to wait out the Democrats. The Democrats certainly can't stay in Illinois in forever. At some point, they'll have to come back to the state. How do you see this all coming about at the end?
We have already beat back this bill in Indiana and Michigan. We have gotten concessions in Ohio. That's all because, in part, of the incredible movement going on in Wisconsin. And we see this ending. If the Democratic senators can hold firm, eventually the Republicans are going to have to understand that it is simply not worth it for them to pass this bill with the incredible amount of resistance it has engendered here and the resistance to the national right-wing agenda that it is engendering all over the country.
Rahul Nahajan, he's been sleeping at the Capitol for 11 days. He's a member of the Teaching Assistance Association, one of the protesters there. Rahul, when are you going to go home? Sleep in a real bed.
I'm going to go home when we kill this bill.
Hey, Rahul Nahajan joining us live from Madison, Wisconsin. Thank you very much.